And a shout out to Alan and Melissa, week after week after week, faithfully just sharing great music with us, and Chris, our tech in the balcony, and those people who've been helping week after week after week. Thank you so much for all that they have been done, and a huge shout out, thumbs up to them. Well, one outward indication that Christmas has been celebrated is by seeing people, well, I guess seeing if you actually leave your homes, you see people maybe walking around with some new clothes on, maybe a new outfit they got for Christmas. And maybe once they're able to go out and about again, you'll see the evidence of that. Maybe it's a new shirt, new sweater, new pants, jacket, whatever. But that's something that a lot of us get at Christmas time. And others notice maybe when we're wearing something new as well. Maybe they're used to seeing us in, you know, the same kinds of things, you know, frequently. Maybe it's the same old shirt, same old sweater, whatever. And they say, hey, is that something new? Well, that's really sharp. And they say, yeah, you know, something I got for Christmas, part of my new Christmas wardrobe. But there's just something about putting on something new. Something different, never been worn before. I think it does have a way of giving us a boost or a lift. Personally, I love putting on something new, whether it's a new pair of pants, a new shirt, or whatever. It does something to you. You can't see it, but it's under my robe. Daniel gave me a great new shirt for Christmas, which I'm wearing this morning, and I love it. It's just something special about something new to wear. And our clothes say a lot about us, too. The way we dress sometimes reflect the way we feel about ourselves. Maybe the way we express our moods and personality comes out through the types of clothes that we choose to wear. And when maybe we want to put something on and worn and not becoming, maybe in a spiritual way, the Holy Spirit says, here, try this on. Or what about wearing that new garment you got for Christmas or Easter? You know, the one Christ gave you. See, a lot of times in life, what we do is determined by who we are, or maybe how we perceive ourselves to be. Christmas is visible proof that God loves us, shown in what he has given us. We can say, you know, thanks, Dad, for the new clothes. God has been waiting for just the right time. He'd been waiting to send the gift of his Son to be the Savior of the world. Paul referred to that in our New Testament reading for today in Galatians 4. The time was right. The time had fully come. And there would be a great benefit for us in Christmas. Jesus was to be our present, but he's a very functional and practical gift. And when you get a very practical or functional gift, it's because of what it can do. It offers with it a benefit. So what does our gift do when we wear it? When we wear what Christ has given us, we could say, well, it's a redeemer. We were unable to keep the demands of the law and not able to keep, get out of that burden. But Jesus would come and purchase us, buy us out of slavery. He redeemed us. See, Jesus was able to do what we could not. So in Isaiah 61, verse 10, these are words of someone who has received the benefits and blessings of the Messiah's work. Someone who is now clothed in garments of salvation. The Messiah brings forgiveness and peace with God and dispenses it to sinners. So great joy fills the heart of such a person who's received the gift. And every believer may be rejoiced that God has covered his or her sinful life with a robe of righteousness. You see, this robe of Christ's righteousness is long and wide enough to cover it all. But the robe only comes from God. He's the only source that you can get it from. Only God's grace in Christ can cover human sin. And because this robe covers all the stains, it becomes a garment of salvation. And we can stand before God in this robe, clean, just as if we had never sinned. It's a redeemer. But also, it's an identity changer. We're all a part of the Christmas story. And if you were to sit down right now and read the whole story from cover to cover, you would find it's one of the best rags-to-riches stories ever told. And the problem with the story is, as you read through it, you see that the characters keep finding themselves wearing their old rags, putting on their old clothes and garments. They're not living out what they actually are. So they're reminded to keep putting on and reminding to keep wearing the new clothes that had been given to them. Because you see, our status has changed. Christmas tells us who we are and can be and to whom we can belong. It's one of the benefits of Christmas, that new status. The Apostle John writes, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. See, God wanted us. And instead of casting us away from his love, the Father sent his Son so that we could be reconciled. And he gives us his Spirit that can change and transform our hearts and make us new. The Holy Spirit can make a heart full of hatred and bitterness and unforgiveness into one of love and gentleness and forgiveness. And because of what his gifts can do, now we can say something different, as Paul says there. We can say Father, Dad, Daddy. The whole language changes as the way we can see God in our relationship with him in this new identity. So much has been done for us, given to us as a free gift. So again, Isaiah 61:10 reflects the response of the emotion to the gift that's been given. But as Paul expresses, we can respond differently to the message of Christmas. And we can illustrate this in two different paintings. The first one is done by an artist, Patty Wickman. It's called Passion Painting, and has a lot of strong spiritual allegory in it. Set in suburbia, here's a woman who hunches over a table and clutches her blanket against the morning chill. Suspended kind of between sleeping and waking, between shadow and light. Now she knows day's approaching, yet the fact that she's brought a pillow outside signals an unwillingness to meet it. And this is in spite of the rooster who announces the end of the night, and there's a German shepherd who is alert to the dawn. So the question comes, do we identify with this woman? Do I need to be called from darkness and accept the reality of a new day? We have December 24, December 25. Those 2 days, they feel like Christmas. They're special days. They're very symbolic, too, in the way we treat and react to them. But what about the common days that are removed from that symbolism? You see, Christ came to redeem for all times, all days, all seasons. Every day, I need to awaken to the truth that every day is sacred as the next. That I need to open my eyes and wake up to the newness of what we can experience as a gift from God each and every day. And then we have the gospel reading for today. And in there, there's this man, Simeon, who saw and recognized who was before him. And so in this particular painting, done by Peter Brandl, he has Simeon with the infant Jesus. And if you look at his face, there are signs that many tears had been shed. Many times his heart had been broken during the years and years and years of waiting. But the light on his face reminds us of what a blessing it is to receive what we've been waiting for. But there's something very interesting if you look at the painting. Simeon's gaze and where it's directed. You notice he's not looking up to heaven, and he's not looking down at the baby. He's looking off to the side as if he has noticed something on the periphery. He is seeing the foreigners, the Gentiles, all those with hungry souls, all those who Jesus had come for, the one we have all been waiting for, whether we realize it or not, has come. So you have these two paintings, and you have almost two responses. We have just celebrated Christmas, and everything kind of is quieted down. So it's time to maybe reflect on the gifts you have been given. Reflect on the gift you have been given. And when your eyes are finally opened and you recognize what is before you, or what you have, or what you have been given, something just has a way of coming out. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord, for my soul shall exalt in my God. I've been clothed, I've been covered, I've been given a new garment to wear because of Christ. I've been adopted into a new family. And because of that, I know God differently. I address God differently. I see him differently. I see life differently. And it's all because of what he's given us to wear. What we can now be clothed with. What a great gift. And we can say, thank you, Dad, for the new clothes. And now God give us a vision for the way I can look out into my future, into a new year. So I can go forth as one who wears garments of salvation as your child in this world. God, with the new year that approaches, just use me as your child to bring your light, your life, your message to the world. What a great gift for you, for me, for all. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.